This is Nick D.
I'm Bree K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Yeah, we back with another one. What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up?
What's good?
Okay. What's good, my boys?
Yo, my man got mad energy.
Word. He does got mad energy. That's what happens when you don't come on the pod for like 3 months.
I got Puerto Rico behind me.
Let's go! Que bonita bandera. Que bonita bandera. All right, that's maybe too much.
Yeah. Well, you heard? I'm in my daughter's room right now. She got a nice setup. She's like a podcaster.
Where? Can we sign her?
No.
What do you mean like a podcast?
You're a podcast.
She has a setup like a podcast. She got two screens. I got to show y'all, man. It's kind of crazy.
Let's do a tour.
She got little things here, but yeah, what up, y'all? We're back with another one. What is this? What number is this episode? Do we even?
Stop counting.
Stop counting.
21, probably.
Jay don't know. He just be throwing stuff up.
And yeah, he don't even do the count no more.
What count? Oh, for the podcast episodes? Wow, yo, bro. Yeah. Ain't nobody care about the podcast episodes. They just want the title. That's it.
You know? Bro, so when we hit like 500, when we gonna celebrate?
Nobody will know. Nobody won't know.
We don't even know.
I'll try to fix that. Mine apologizes.
Get your assistant, man. Tell your assistant.
My apologies.
I wish you could do that too.
Oh, yeah. What happened to your assistant?
Yeah.
Your AI.
They're on a little break.
A sabbatical?
Computers it's only don't three break, it's only 3 credits a month.
Wow.
our sponsorship money hasn't hit, so we could get at least 4 or 5 more.
Let's go.
So if you're interested in sponsoring, please email us. Or
is that your AI assistant you have?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. AI is taking over jobs, taking over everything, your whole life.
Wow. Taking over your life,
right?
It sure has. That's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's good, boys. Big weekend. We had another sporting event. I know we just came off the Super Bowl.
And I'm tired from the Super
Bowl. Now we have the NBA All-Star game. First of all, I think Friday was a skills challenge. Did you guys peep the skills challenge?
What's that mean? What's the skills challenge? What's that mean?
You know, they do like little, you know, like bouncing a ball into like a little hole thing.
Bounce a ball into a hole.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a skills challenge, like little fundamental stuff.
That was on Friday?
I believe so.
Yep.
The celebrity game and all of that?
Oh, yeah, celebrity game as well.
No, yes, no, the celebrity game was Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday was the...
Oh, skills and dunk.
Skills, dunk, and three-point counters.
Yes, that's right.
On Friday, don't they do... What do they do, like the rookie game, right? No? Do they still do that?
I didn't even see that.
I'm not sure. I completely forgot about the celebrity game.
Yeah, I don't watch
it. I didn't watch it, so yeah.
I don't watch that.
Saturday, Chris Brown was banned from it.
Why?
Yeah, they invited him and then they took the invite back.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Because they said the sponsors were like hesitant to have Chris Brown as one of the contestants. Then they said it was Ruffles, and Ruffles responded like, "Don't put us in that mix. We have nothing to do with that, bro."
Right.
So, I mean, but what did Chris Brown do?
His old stuff. They still bringing up the old stuff.
Oh, they still on that?
Yeah. Him slapping Rihanna and stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wow. Well, he's also claiming to be a gang member, too, so.
Oh, yeah, he blood now. Yeah.
He big. He the big homie.
But yeah, so they he wasn't at the All-Star game. I don't even know who was there.
So they invited him to play basketball as a celebrity, and then they kind of reneged on that or recanted that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Nah, you could just come to the, you know, be a just a spectator. Just be a spectator. And he was like, "What y'all talking about? I thought I was gonna ball out."
Right.
The only celebrity that I saw was Kai Cenat.
Lecrae wasn't there.
Nah, he wasn't there. He go there, I would have been at the game.
He would have reached he ain't reached that Illuminati level yet.
Man, shut up.
He mad. He said, "Man, shut up." Big man.
He ain't put up enough signs up yet.
Nah, he didn't put up enough signs to get invited.
I saw Anuel. I know Anuel was shooting.
What the fuck? He was in the game?
He got a whole team, bro. What you mean?
What do you mean he had a team? He was one of the coaches?
No. He got a whole team in Puerto Rico. I mean,
I'm talking about that. We're talking about the All-Star.
No, but he was at the All-Star.
But he was there. But he was there.
I know, but was he a player?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't see that. I didn't know. I don't know. I just saw like little clips. I didn't see any like clips of the game, the actual game, like who was playing or whatever.
Yeah, I ain't see that either.
Yeah. So then Saturday comes around and it's the 3-point shootout, the skills challenge, and what was the other? The dunk contest.
And then shootout with Steph and Sabrina.
Yeah. Yeah. So. We'll hit the Sabrina thing. So that's a first, right? There's never been a female and a male competing against each other in the NBA. So what's the deal? Why did that occur?
I think they said what's the deal with what?
What? How did it come about that Sabrina and...
Oh, she challenged her. I think she brought it up. Yeah, she brought it up and challenged him for it. So... And he accepted,
yeah. I just think they're just trying to push the agenda to get transgenders to play in basketball.
But how if
she ain't one?
Sabrina is transgender, right?
I know, but if she would have beat him, they'd have been like, "Oh yeah, you know what I mean."
No,
but I'm just joking. I'm just kidding with y'all, but that is a possibility, right? But I'm just joking. I think it was dope, though.
Okay,
she did good. She got 26 points, 26 baskets.
She actually, that's what Dame and them got, right? So she actually matched what the dudes had it. What, didn't she?
Yeah. And on top of that, she was playing NBA regulation, wasn't WNBA regulation.
Yeah. But what you was going to say, Switch?
Nah, so she did her thing. Steph had like 3 more baskets than her. But Steph is like the GOAT. That's like the greatest 3-point shooter ever.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I'm saying?
She held her own for that, you know? Like, to hit from NBA line and to only lose by 3, she did her thing.
For sure.
Steph still wasn't going to let her win, you know? Like,
would y'all like to see more of that? Like, the females being involved in these kind of game competitions?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question, man. I would like to see the Super Bowl with women in it. You know, get like a female team and
men. Yeah, but there is all the time on the sidelines cheerleading.
You know what I mean? since we trying to establish that there's no difference between men and women and all that, you know what I mean?
Okay, but NFL doesn't have a women's NFL league.
Good response. Yeah, that's a good one.
Powder Puff League.
Yeah. I think you can have the NBA, WNBA, you know, collaboration. But I would like to see NBA players, you know, go to WNBA All-Star and
challenge.
Do they even have an All-Star?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Nobody knows about the WNBA.
That's what I'm saying. Watches. Yo, right now, anybody watching?
I don't think they do.
Type in the comments the top 5 WNBA players without Googling it.
Come on, yo.
Well, this could be a great way to, you know, get promotion.
Introduce them, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have, right, some of the players go to the NBA, WNBA games and, you know, kind of create buzz around that. But I think it'll be a good way to promote it more if kind of like...
I would have liked to see, like, if she was involved in the actual competition, and if she would have won, that would have been dope.
She wasn't gonna win though. She wasn't gonna beat Steph. Like that wasn't.
No, I'm saying if she played like against Lillard and all them, like the actual three-point competition.
She would have made it to the second round for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. Now what what was it? Kenny Smith had made some comments about.
Yes, he did. We're gonna pull it up right now.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a little bit hard to understand him because there's so much going on, but we'll try our best to help with that. All right, here we go.
I think she should have shot from the women's line. She should have shot from the women's line. That would have been a fair contest.
All right, so he said there she should have shot from the women's 3-point line. He said that would have been fair.
Nah.
What do you guys think?
I don't see how.
Well, I guess he sees it from the point of view where she's good at the 3-point from her line, right?
Yeah.
So this is, her doing it over here in the NBA is more of a challenge for her because Steph is already used to it.
She's the one that challenged him.
Right.
True.
So she got to come to his arena.
Wouldn't he have an advantage if he went over there?
Yeah, if he would have shot from their that's like a free throw for him. Yeah?
That's a layup.
Yeah.
How much closer is that line? Is it like a drastic?
I think it's like I don't know. Is it like a foot? I don't know.
Yeah, we got to look that up.
Yeah, well, while we play the rest of it, somebody look it up.
But nonetheless,
we all are rooting for Sabrina. No. She should have shot from the 3-point line at the women's shoot from. Why are you putting those boundaries on her? That's not a boundary. That's what the game is. She wanted to shoot. They have a smaller ball.
Yeah, she knew what the game is.
She shot a WNBA ball. WNBA ball is smaller.
She shot with the WNBA ball.
Yeah, but she should have shot from the line. There's a women's tee in golf and there's a men's tee. For a reason.
No. She a shooter shoot. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, but they shoot from where they shoot from. Thank you. No. Sabrina. Good job, Sabrina.
Oh, so the WNBA ball is smaller than the actual NBA ball. Obviously.
Yeah, it is smaller, yeah.
Yeah.
The size of their hands and everything, right?
Right.
All right, so it's about a foot, like I said, about a foot difference.
Okay. She still did her thing, though.
Yeah.
That was dope. We were all nervous, but... Steph.
Amanda might lose or it's the end of the world.
We were nervous. Like Steph is the greatest shooter ever, bro.
No, I didn't think he was gonna lose. I didn't think he was gonna lose. He wasn't even though to help the WNBA cause, I don't think that dude, the competitiveness in him would not let him lose, yo. Nah, he had to pick that up. They did two rounds, right?
No.
Did
they just do one?
No. Yeah, it was just one.
Oh, okay. I guess I got mixed up when it was warming up together in the beginning.
Yeah.
But either way, I didn't think he was going to let that go. But, I mean, he only beat about 3 points, though, right?
Yep.
Right, he didn't destroy her. Have every single.
I mean, how is he supposed to? Bro, he can't do that on live television and crush the spirit of every girl in America, man. He got to make it seem like they had a chance, bro.
Yo, this guy. I don't know, Jimmy, bro. Smith,
huh? I said this dude's worse than Kenny Smith. Hey, yo. Either way, yo, I thought it was dope. I liked it. I enjoyed it. That probably was the best thing.
I was more interested in that than
I was the 3-point in the dunk contest.
The dunk contest was kind of weak.
Oh man, let's talk about that, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many times are they gonna jump over dudes, bro? Like,
right?
I don't
think
of nothing else.
Stop it, bro! Like, we're tired of seeing you jump over other dudes, bro. I was disappointed. I think we need to start. They need to start petitioning from some of the bigger stars to start participating. Maybe not LeBron. LeBron's a little bit older now, even though he never wanted to participate because He's not the GOAT like that. You know what I mean?
He was a diva.
Okay, yeah. But what are they even gonna do? They're gonna jump over people as well. Like, there's not much innovation.
Somewhere,
like, how you bring a dude from the G League to win the competition?
Because he's thirsty. Different. He won it.
Somebody said that they need to they need to have more All Stars in the dunk contest.
Yes,
and then something with the time limit. Right? They had
more time.
Yeah, because something had changed a while back, right? Where they started setting time limits or something like that. I don't know the details.
Right. So you had, was the dunk contest? I think that was probably the best one. You had Nate Robinson towards the end. Like, that dude took like 15, 20 minutes to try to complete the dunk, right? Because there was no time limit back then.
I promise you the next one. I'll get it on the next one.
He was just trying. 15 minutes? Trying. Nah. But the crowd was with him. Like, yeah, we waiting for you to do it, you know? Nah. So eventually he did it. He won.
That's annoying.
And yeah, so then they put the time limit. And then now it's like, you know, how many things can you try? You know, we even see it now where it's like a minute. Is it 2 minutes or like a minute and a half that they have to do their dunk? And sometimes even the simplest dunks, right? Well, we see it simple. They can't even get it done in the first try. So
yeah.
I'm for the
I think increase. The I think you're wrong about that. I think the best dunk contest was
what?
Either Jordan and Dominic.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Dominic Wilkins.
That far Wilkins. Back?
That's
the best?
Yeah, or
Ahead.
That's the best you saw?
That's one of the best. But I will say that Aaron Gordon and Levine was definitely good. That was crazy. That's the last best dunk contest I've seen.
Yeah, that was like 2016, something like that.
But I thought when Blake Griffin was doing it, I thought those were...
What?
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, bro. When he jumped over the
team. Blake? No, get out of here.
Bro, you didn't think that was
good, but I thought the other ones were more competitive, like,
yeah,
like Jordan, Dominic. You're like, yo, who really? Because they were killing it.
Y'all remember Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah,
Muggsy Bogues. He wasn't in no dunk contest.
He was.
You talking about Spud Webb, bro?
Nah, Muggsy Bogues, man.
When was Muggsy Bogues in the dunk contest?
Was he? No,
nah, bro,
nah. For real?
Oh man,
that's a Mandela memory. Is that what that is? That's the Mandela effect.
Wow.
Listen, yeah, bro. These guys like
5'2".
These guys,
yeah, something like that.
Jordan, Dominic, like they all like set kind of like the standard when it came to, you know, dunk contest, right? You had Jordan who jumped from the foul line, right, to do his dunk, and then
that was crazy.
Everybody else now it's like, they'll try to recreate it, but it's, you know, it's not the same, right? Mm-hmm. Or you have the Dr. J or the windmill, all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's just really no more innovation.
I just feel like when you jump over somebody, it's so basic, like you can, it's just like, I just jumped over and that's it.
But that's because we've seen it so much now, right?
Correct.
I don't know who was the first person to jump over somebody, but when we first seen that, we was like, they just,
that was crazy,
right? And then everybody doing it,
you know what I'm saying? Like, just like, I mean, it just could be seen just about everything now. Like, I thought it would, like, the first time I saw Isaiah Ryder come from the corner and put it between his legs and dunk, I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. What about Vince Carter?
Right. Vince put his whole arm in the rim.
In the rim. That was crazy.
So, like, those, when we first seen those, that was crazy. I think what Vince did, like, a 360 and
did that. Oh, my goodness.
So, those.
It's over. You know what I'm saying?
Like, even when Dwight Howard did it.
Dwight Howard, yep.
Didn't he take the ball from the top of the backboard and dunk it?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? People got creative in that sense. That's what it is that people just lack creativity now. They just be doing the same stuff over and over. Or they just try to repeat what someone else did. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right.
But it goes back to, though, the timing, right? Because they're not going to be able to do some of these dunks on the first try. So you're going to need more time to do it, you know. So they got to find, like, the balance of that. I also was thinking maybe they can allow sort of like a tag team situation.
Oh, that'd
That'll be fun.
You know, because if somebody could recreate the LeBron and D Wade dunk, you know, and make it like even iller than it is, right? Because that's an iconic. Want to imitate that? Huh?
You want to imitate that crap?
What are you talking about? Anyway, if somebody to recreate that, right? That would be dope to do.
Yeah, that would.
But again, you can't do it like every year, like somebody trying to recreate it, because again, it's gonna be boring. Which is what the dunk contest has been for the last.
I think you should be part of the creative process for next year's NBA dunk contest.
Yo, NBA,
hit me up. Should be on the committee. Let's go.
Yeah, let me know.
The floor was dope.
Yeah, the floor was sick.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Did they use a floor during the All-Star game? No, right?
Because did you see the logos keep changing?
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I heard during the dunk contest somebody has said that during the game it wasn't going to be allowed because it wasn't like to regulation, right? So that's why I asked that question. But yeah,
I didn't even watch the game. Y'all watched the game.
It was dope. Yeah, I saw some of it.
I thought it was they didn't play no defense, which they usually don't. But
yeah.
Didn't they score like 200 points?
The East did. Yeah, they went nuts. Dame was hitting half court shots like it was regular.
That was like the most points any All Star game, right? In any All Star game.
Yeah. History.
I believe that.
Dude got booed too when they accepted his MVP award. He got booed for it because they wanted to go to Halliburton. So,
oh wow,
it was.
What about Greek Freak? He don't be in the dunk contest.
Was he ever in one?
I don't think so.
I know he was.
I would like to see some stars. I'm not, you know, like
he did the skills challenge with his brothers one time, but I think that was it. I think when they was it ever in Milwaukee? I think that when All-Star Weekend was in Milwaukee or something, I think they did the skills challenge together, but not the dunk contest. That dude always on the side recording. They always showing that dude recording somebody. You know?
What y'all thought about the skills challenge this year?
I didn't really watch it. I saw Indiana one, right?
Yeah.
Did they? Yeah,
they did. I mean, they changed that up too. Because they would do like the dribbling and all that stuff going around. Yeah. They didn't really do that. And then this is also timed but they need a certain amount of points to fulfill like the time runs out. So they had like different buckets of, you know, let's say one bucket is 6 points, mm-hmm. the other one's two, the other one's three. So it was all right.
So yeah. Kyle said Jaylen Brown got robbed.
No, he didn't. He shouldn't even got that far. I don't even know how he got to the second round.
He the one that did the dab, right?
Nah, yeah. he wasn't the dab. Huh?
Because he jumped over Kai, who's like 5 feet two.
Yeah, but that wasn't a dab. Yo, Switch, he was trying to do the D Brown. That's
the
why
D
he
Brown. Had...
But he did
it. He closed his eyes. Yeah.
He's supposed to do it while he was dunking. He did it when he was coming down. Like, that was
after.
Yeah, nah. That dude.
Maybe Kyle's just joking because he put LOL. So
he definitely joking. But Mac, they let Mac come in. Mac, I like Mac. What he did, his dunk.
Yeah, they were. I mean, like it wasn't nothing against him per se. I just feel like it wasn't competitive. It was just like, all right, this is the only dude that's really doing anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the other dunks were like, blah.
He was going against himself, yo.
Yeah.
But and the dude's
what you thought about the scores too? Like the judges.
Them judges is whack. They need to go, yo.
They were like, oh, because they messed up. They messed up. Like, they should, because you're not supposed to count it, right? If you mess up on your dunk attempt, that is like it doesn't count. It's not supposed to count. Yeah. It's the one that you actually do that they're supposed to judge it on. But they weren't doing that. They were like penalizing people.
Yeah, they was because they missed, right? But I mean, I get it. Like, if you don't do it right the first time, then you probably shouldn't. I guess because it takes away the excitement, right? Like, if that was your first dunk and you did it, like, automatic, and you know, the wow factor, like, oh, immediately that was a 50. But if I saw you try like three times, I already know what you're gonna do. I'm like, oh, all right, yeah, that's cool. Like, it's not as exciting anymore, I guess. So I see it, man. Because even you, when you said it, when I was like, yo, how'd that dude didn't get a 50? And he was like, yo, he missed the first one. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because now they know what he's going to do. So,
But they're still not supposed to judge it that way, though.
Right, supposed to judge the dunk, right?
Yeah. Right. So that's not fair, then, to an extent.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but a lot of people do that, right? Because somebody said something yesterday, like, when Mac did a dunk where he did, like, a 360, like, he didn't jump doing the 360, but he turned himself midair, and people was like, oh, that was whack. Like, bro, some of y'all people could barely 360 walking by yourselves. This dude did a 360 midair?
Yeah.
And he, like, 6 feet? Like, nah, yo, that was fire.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, NBA has a lot of work to do when it comes to the dunk contest. And I think everybody was talking about how whack it's been or it is.
All-Star Weekend been whack for a while now.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And then they keep looking for every old NBA player they could find to be a judge, yo.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to innovate it, but it's just like not working.
Nah.
It's like they try switching the teams up. Like, oh, you get to pick who's on the East. Or not even, right? It's like the captain picks that, his right? team. Yeah.
They didn't do that this year. I was surprised. I'm like, what's going on? There's no captain now?
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. And they didn't play a lot of players. Like, I didn't, like, I thought I was going to see Anthony Edwards play more or Jalen Brunson get more time. They didn't really get that much time, man. That was kind of whack.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
They probably, their viewership has gone down throughout the years.
It should, yo.
But so has most sports, no?
Nah, they just need Taylor Swift there.
They need to find their Taylor Swift.
Yeah. They need a halftime show, man.
Bro, they had a halftime show, Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, come on. Like, how you pick Jennifer Hudson, bro?
Yeah,
I have everybody to pick, bro. Like, if you're gonna do it big, bro.
I have no idea. Like, I don't even know where she come from. Like, wow, yeah.
I mean, you're not gonna have the same viewership as a Super Bowl halftime.
You're
show,
not.
So, no. I don't know.
But if you want to start like competing, you gotta spend that bread. Get a popping artist.
Something.
Yeah,
DJ Khaled back out there dancing.
They should put you on the committee switch.
Yeah, yo, they should put all of us, bro. I think we know more than what they're doing.
For real, bro, get that whole joint popping. Jay just gonna have a whole 116 at halftime.
Yeah, that would be dope. Too spreading the gospel, bro.
Yeah, just like they do at the pools at parties.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
You already know, bro.
Oh, man. All right, yo.
Kyle says, I didn't even watch the game, and I don't plan to watch in the future. See? Already lost a viewer.
I don't watch nothing, yo. He barely watch us.
Facts, though. That's real. He was talking to me about another podcast. I'm like, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, yeah.
You wouldn't even watch us. Why are you telling me to listen to somebody else?
You suggest podcasts to other podcasters. Like, yo, you saw
this? Right. You saw this episode? That's real.
But yeah. Our next topic is, so I saw this on Twitter. It is that Instagram was the most deleted app in 2023.
Why is that?
Oh, wow.
Why?
Dang.
There was no particular reason. They just said, according to the data, it just showed that Instagram was the most deleted out of all the apps. Like we including Twitter in there, everything. So
wow, that's interesting.
It is interesting. It is
like not even Snapchat. Like
no, Snapchat is like making a comeback actually.
Like kids use like, that,
and the reason for that is because they're giving out deals to people to and post
HH artists too.
Yeah, what did he say? Oh,
what?
Because Ann said that only kids use it, and I said, yeah, and a certain CHH artist. That
oh, my goodness.
My bad, y'all. Yeah. Go ahead. Hey. Let's do this.
Yeah, I got to go. I'm leaving.
Right. Yeah, this dude is stupid.
Dude is crazy, bro.
Yeah, so Instagram is the most deleted, and I was thinking, I was like, dang, why would anybody delete Instagram like that? Yeah, because a lot of people are on it, in that, you know, like Generation Z and below, whatever, like they don't use Facebook anymore. So if anything, I would think Facebook would have a decrease in users.
That's true.
But that's not the case. But I have noticed, though, especially maybe like a month or two, and you guys have also noticed that Zuck be like recommending stuff, you know, that he shouldn't be recommending to, you know, Christian men. And by that, I mean like Dots and all these people and OF people. So could that be a reason why it was the most deleted?
You think the deletions were Christians?
Right.
No, not necessarily Christians, right? But
why anybody else would care about that?
Mm-hmm. And then there's also the other part where I just realized is parents and then the kids, right? Because Zuck was on the Senate floor testifying regarding, you know, the child pornography and, you know, child abuse and all this other stuff that has been a serious problem on Instagram. So maybe that could be also the case. Why was the most deleted? And then you also have, you know, kind of the other side where TikTok just has been like destroying most of these social media platforms with their algorithm and everything that they feed you. So yeah, those are like kind of my theories of why.
Could it be also the like stuff? Like they took out the whole like. Like you could tell how many likes somebody got and stuff like that.
You can still see.
So, you delete the app because you can't see somebody's likes. I think there's more to that.
I don't think anybody
cares about that anymore.
No, you said what?
I don't think anybody cares about that.
No, people care about likes.
People care about that, bro.
I know, but I think the number people care before about it. Was like, oh, you had 100 likes or 30 likes, whatever.
Bro, kids care about that, yo.
Facts.
Yeah,
you think kids. Again, yeah. You with the kids. We know current HH artists who be paying for fake likes and bots. And
I mean, and what about also the blue check thing where it's like...
Well, they pay for that now.
You could pay for it now. So it's like, it has no value really anymore like it once did. So maybe it could be like the different changes they made that really
people kind of fed up.
People like... Because it's not like a place of high value no more. It's almost like...
Anybody get a
you're just a regular schmegler dude.
Yeah. Yo, can you play you pay for a blue check on Twitter too, right?
Who? Oh yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, you can.
Twitter started that.
Yeah,
there was wow. I don't know, man.
But also the bot thing is annoying too, bro. Like I get these DMs, random DMs, like check my webcam and all this stuff. And you delete it, you block the account, and then there's another account that's hitting you up, you know, like the next day. And it's like, it's a mad annoying.
You get webcam requests?
I get all these like bots and stuff. Like,
what kind of bots you get?
Like bots for like sexual, like webcam stuff, like stuff like that. Y'all don't get that?
Nah, I get snake fake sneaker accounts. Like they try to sell me fake sneakers. It's like it'd be like a whole and then they include me in like a whole group chat type thing trying to sell.
Yeah, they do stuff like that too.
Oh no, that's OD, man.
Yeah, I get a bunch of those.
I just get like, oh, you know, invest in this, invest in that. A lot of the crypto stuff.
That's wild how it's different for everybody.
Yeah. That's, you know, crazy. It's a elaborate scheme. So,
maybe that's why. Like that.
Perhaps.
I might want to.
I mean, you guys still on it, right? You guys haven't like deleted it off your phone.
Nah, because I have a thing now where it already puts them like in the junk or spam.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just do like a massive delete all, and then it deletes everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's wild annoying. It's like, bro. Like, I'm not gonna watch this. Like, stop.
Yo, your man Kyle said that they be asking if they can take Switch shopping. Hey, yo.
Yeah, but that's wild that Instagram. I thought it was still popular, but I guess not.
Does it still have, who has the most users?
Meta, Facebook.
Oh, really?
As a whole, right? Because they're combining every platform.
Facebook and IG.
It's mad. Oh.
And they've been around for like ever.
And they still going. You know? Like
they got everybody's grandma, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my grandmother's on Facebook.
That's my grandmother on there. Yeah.
She not on Instagram though.
Yeah, same.
That makes sense though.
She's like, eso para los jóvenes.
Right.
That's how I see TikTok. Like, I'm not on TikTok. I have a TikTok, but I don't use it.
Well,
it'll be dancing in the videos, dog.
Wow.
Nah, not like I used to.
Gotta get back to it, man.
But yeah. So we'll see how long it happens or keeps going. We'll see if Zuck does anything to change it up and get these people, I guess, back on the platform or whatever the case may be. So
they just gotta keep making China the villain. You know what I mean?
You can't use Facebook in China. It's bad.
No. I'm saying so that the presence in the States can drop. You know what I mean?
Like, but here's my thing. Can that statistic also be like
fake?
Not that it's fake, but it makes sense if you're the most used platform, right? And you're probably going to be the most deleted one too, right? So,
because numbers wise, you mean, right?
Right, like in a numbers situation, of course, it's the most.
Yeah.
So, could it be like kind of conflated in what, you know?
That's a good point.
Oh, it's the most deleted, but yeah, they probably got the most users, so that's why. Yeah. It's more deleted than TikTok and any other.
Right. And you know what they never talk about too is like active users too. You know, it's like we got 100 trillion billion, you know what I mean, accounts, you know what I mean, or users or whatever, but not like they don't tell you like what the active usage is, you know what I mean? Like out of people, maybe it's, you know, 1%. Like the same number of people that they be showing your feed to, you know what I mean? Like that 1% of your, like, how you got 1,000, 10,000 people and Facebook only shows it to like less than 1%. You know? So I imagine that's probably what's going on with them. Only like 1% of their users actually use the app.
Mm, good point. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What were you gonna say? What's crazy?
I was gonna say, you know, it's crazy. We speaking on Instagram, but we all active users, but we barely use it though. Like personally.
Well, they consider it as you opening the app and scrolling, right? You're still using it, so you're an active user. That you post or not, I guess I don't really care about that. According to my assistant, as of December 2021, Instagram has more than 2 billion monthly active users. This is an increase of 1.21. Billion users.
That's wow.
Billion.
Yeah. It's the fourth most popular social media platform in the world behind Facebook, obviously, YouTube, and WhatsApp. So Zuck dominates three of the most popular.
Oh, WhatsApp is his too?
Yeah. Yeah, they bought WhatsApp a while ago.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. There you have it. To Switch's point.
Yeah, they're the biggest, and then it makes sense that they lose a considerable amount compared to everybody else.
But why now WhatsApp is not? Wouldn't WhatsApp be the biggest?
That gotta be the biggest.
Nah, because they're not gonna delete it because they still need to call people and talk to people. It's like a legit necessity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, YouTube, obviously, YouTube is YouTube.
Yeah.
And then Facebook.
They still got users.
I would think people would delete Facebook, bro. Nah, like, that joint has not changed
at all.
Yeah.
Well, old people they probably don't even know how to delete it.
Ha. Yeah, that's true.
And then also you gotta understand too, right? There's a lot of the world who is getting internet access. And a lot of it is being introduced by Zuck. And if that's the case, what's the first thing you're gonna introduce them to, right? When it comes to the internet, Facebook. So there's that area too.
I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
Could it be Trump supporters too?
I think it's a lot of
that are leaving the platform.
Trump for supporters, but people that are for freedom of speech and stuff like that, and they probably like.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've seen how some of us get treated online when we post, you know, certain things, whether it be shadow banned or you have that little like disclaimer, like this person has allegedly given
Jimmy
fake news before, huh?
You mean Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy. I mean, TNC has also got hacked, but that's probably because association, because of Jimmy. So you know how it is. Pretty much it's Jimmy's fault.
No. This is y'all fault for voting for Biden, because when Biden went into office, they had the feds talking to Zuck. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and fact check. Mm-hmm. This is
Google. No, you're right.
This is Google right here. This is YouTube. They ain't gonna put a little thing on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna do that over here. You go ahead and Google that, man, and see how the feds was talking to Zuck and them and suppressing stories that didn't align with the official narrative. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't vote though.
You know what they say when you don't vote?
Vote is like it's like you did, right?
Hey, say listen, it, man. No king but Jesus. That's it, man.
Mm.
That's it, dog.
Kanye voice.
So yeah,
old Kanye voice.
Yeah, the Trump supporter thing, I mean, could happen, right? Because he has his own, you know, Truth Social.
People use that.
I don't think it's just Trump supporters, man.
I mean, not necessarily that a whole bunch of people use it, but there are people who have it, and in the beginning probably tried it out and see what it's like. But yeah, I think you're right, Jimmy, as well. It's not necessarily just Trump supporters, right? Just people who, you know, for this free speech and just, you know, free information, and you make your own decision.
Yeah. You know, and then there's also, you got like a lot of companies, businesses, small businesses, who aren't yielding the same results that they were pre-pandemic, you know what I mean, with like ads and stuff like that.
Mm.
You know, where you could get better results with, you know, other platforms. And so I imagine a lot of them focused their attention on, you know, let's say TikTok, for example, to do their advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of those other alternative apps that embrace free speech, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people like us who have podcasts who aren't necessarily, you know, we don't stay in line, right? Like, we're not Trump supporters, but we don't stay in line either, you know what I mean? So sometimes we question the narratives, and because of that, you know, we get strikes and we get stuff deleted and, you know, everything else. And so I imagine there's a lot of people like that as well. Being that, you know, during 2020, a lot of small businesses opened up, a lot of podcasts, you know, and musicians and everything else during that time, you know, started, because they had time, they started these new ventures, and then they realized, like, yo, I'm not, my opinion, my voice is being suppressed on Instagram. I'm gonna go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? I think that might be a huge factor too, you know?
Could be many reasons, right?
For sure.
Be all types of reasons.
Yeah. Next reason for our topic is Trump, while we're on it. And this man in New York City just hate this guy. Well, courts at least. He got fined like $300 million.
The Bronx loves the Trump, man.
No, can you see those videos?
Yeah, that's why I said that. Hilarious. That's why I said that.
I don't know if it's true or if they're trolling, but
nah, bro,
that would be crazy if you go.
I'm not saying all of the Bronx, man, but the people in them videos is die hard, like bring them back. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my breath funny right now.
Yeah, there was a new one,
New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was a new one that came out. That's dude is in the Madame Tussauds, and he goes by Biden, and he said, "Yo, my man, you gotta leave. Like, we don't want you here no more." And then he goes to Trump, and he's like, "Yo, Trump, man, when you was here, yo, we had Stimmy. I need another Stimmy. Like, I need my pockets full again. You know, I was dying the way he was saying it.
I had that PPP.
So he goes to court because apparently he inflated his property values. I guess in a sketchy way or whatever. So they fined him $300 million. In a
sketchy way? Like how?
Why, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah. Just that he had to pay those $300 million and that he can't borrow from a bank for 3 years. On top of that, he can't operate in New York as a business for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
He'll be president during that time.
But doesn't he? What about all his businesses he has already? Right. Like in New York?
I believe because he became president, 2016, he had to give that over or how do I say? Like transfer the ownership to his
kids,
family. Yeah, his kids.
Oh, gotcha.
So they can operate business as usual then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not gonna see Trump Towers, going, supposedly out of business, out of New York anytime soon, right? It's just he can't do it like himself. Like he can't own or open a business.
Yeah.
And did he also have to pay another like a while ago for a lawsuit? Like for defamation of character, wasn't that like 80 million or something crazy?
That was wild.
For the lady,
yeah.
They've been getting him everywhere.
They're trying to mess with his pockets so they can keep him from running.
Yeah, so you think think that's why he's selling those January 6th joints and sneaker con to recoup the money?
The J6. Bro.
You know, them joints going for like 2,000.
Yeah, I seen them.
That's crazy. He only had 50 made, right? Gold foil joints.
Oh, it was only 50?
Yeah, it was only 50 made.
Oh,
friends and family.
Oh, now they got to go up in price then. I need at least 10 bands.
I just seen one in the CHH chat. Some listings: 3,800, 3,850.
Are you selling more?
Yeah, bro.
Ooh.
That means it's going to go up.
Son, I'm telling you, these cats is going to go crazy for this, man.
You saw the dude, 2J, right? Two J's, right?
Yeah, he got him.
He got a pair, right? Got a picture with him and everything. Look at his face, yo.
Someone said it looked like Supras.
Supras, yeah. Converse.
Man, they're really all gold.
Would y'all rock them? Nah.
Nah, no way.
Mm-mm.
Said it was a product he wanted to make at least a dozen years. Oh, I guess ago. Of course, they threw in $350 million.
Sneaker con.
Yo, someone said it's crazy that he's the first president with a sneaker.
Yeah, he is. That's what 2J's was saying. Yeah.
That was dope.
You know that Obama Jordan 1 collab coming soon.
Maybe.
Nah, that's wrong.
What you think about that sneaker though, Ant?
Sneakers is terrible. Have you seen them?
I mean, I'm not the sneaker person, so I don't know.
Bro, them joints look like them. What's your man with the gold plated steak? That's what them joints look like.
Joint look like
just like the Rocky
C-3PO joints.
They look like they look like
Rocky. Apollo. Apollo Creeds. That's what they look like. The Apollo Creeds.
Listen, if I see them in Costco for like $30,
you buying them?
Give me a pair.
I know you would.
You're gonna rock them though. Like you're gonna wear them.
Yeah, I mean, of course, who buys sneakers to not wear them?
See?
I heard the manufacturer. I heard the manufacturer was kind of foo-foo too.
Well, yeah, Prophet and Watches. It's his Instagram handle. Which
he said it. He was the one.
He was the one that said who's the company behind it. Hold on, let me look it up.
Who's the company behind it?
I saw that he put it was like a Timu. Hold on.
We saying it wrong, aren't we? Temu.
Mm-hmm.
It's Temu or Timu?
Like Sheen. Sheen or whatever. Sheen.
Yeah, it had they had so many commercials during Super Bowl where it was saying like
that's how you be like, oh, that's how you say it.
Exactly.
Well, it looks like his story is unavailable. Maybe he deleted it or
It was probably got to him. Like, yo, mind your business, yo.
So he got these joints from an Alibaba manufacturer? That's what they're trying to say?
That's what they're trying to say, yeah. There's some terrible... And he
sold it for $3,000? What a come up.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, well, he's not selling it.
No, he's selling it for $300.
He sold them?
Yeah, he did. But the Prophet and Watches was saying how the only person that got the real value was the dude that got him signed by the president. Everybody got it signed.
Well, the guys that were there that bought them directly from him, they got him signed. I saw a few people that got him and got him signed.
Oh, like, I thought it was
more than one person. No.
Oh, I thought it was one dude. Okay.
No. That's a few of them.
But did he get them from China? Nah.
What, the shoes?
They gotta be American made.
Bro, they all from China, yo.
They gotta be from China. Yeah. You seen all the Trump wear, the ties and all that stuff? That stuff's made like in China and Bangladesh.
Nah.
They had Trump hats made in China, bro.
Bro,
I thought it was American first.
That Puerto Rican flag that's behind you, I guarantee you it says made in China somewhere.
Dale.
Oh yeah. I don't.
But Puerto Rico ain't saying America first.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's all about relations.
Right. That's true. I don't know.
Bro, they all made in China, except for New Balance. My bad.
Y'all switch to Udon Rock.
Where's New Balance made from?
They're made in Massachusetts.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
They're American made.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. That's but other than that, everybody else is in China, bro.
What about like Skechers and stuff? China?
They gotta be. I don't know. I mean, it could. I have no idea about Skechers. Possible though. They're like number two, I believe, right?
I don't know.
I believe they're number two behind Nike.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Okay. Well, you learn something new every day. It's true. I didn't know that they New Balance. Wait, you said New Balance, right?
What? Yeah.
New Balance is what?
It's made in Massachusetts.
Oh yeah. But they number one?
Nah. Skechers is number two behind Nike.
Oh, for American made?
No, I think it's sales.
Yeah.
Wait,
they're not even ahead of Adidas is in like number two.
I think Adidas is three.
Wow. Look at that. Learn something else new.
Yo, fact check this guy, bro.
Yeah, let me ask my assistant why you read the word of the day.
And ask them where they got the manufacturer from, man. Because if it's Timu, I'm gonna be tight. Dude's gonna
you ain't paying for it.
This nigga's gonna be falling off like when they rocking them, bro.
Oh, that'll be hilarious. Imagine somebody toe just pop right out of them joints. Bro. And after they drop like four bands on it, man, you better not wear it.
Has anybody even bought them from StockX?
What? The shoes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Even if they did, they wouldn't have gotten them that fast. It just happened this weekend.
Okay, listen, my assistant says Skechers shoes are mainly made in China and Vietnam.
Okay. Wow.
The company does have some production facilities in the United States, Italy, and Mexico. It is an American company, though. Second largest athletic footwear brand in the United States.
I told you, bro. Y'all, you sitting here trying to doubt me?
Hey, I'm just shocked. For real.
Yo, they got POTUS 4-5 white knit sneakers available, and they're $199 each.
What's that?
That's another sneaker he has.
Somebody else made a sneaker for him.
Yeah, these are called the Never Surrender sneakers.
Nah.
And they had a 1,000 pairs allegedly on the website.
Never Surrender. Those are the real January 6 joints. Never Surrender? Nah, bro. That sounds like you running from something. Nah. The Never Surrenders.
And you're selling them at Sneaker Con.
What?
No, I'm just playing. The Never Surrender 4-5s, bro.
Get those.
It ain't to play games with you.
Bro, the Never Surrenders. Never say die. Nah.
I would have bought them to resell them. I ain't going to front, though.
For 300, right?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You make it 3,000.
Bro, we don't know if anybody has bought them for that price.
Nah, we don't.
I'm gonna check right now.
Somebody's gonna buy them, bro. Somebody will buy them.
Bro, you go to a Trump like convention, they're gonna buy them. Like, oh,
you don't even shoot them that high unless someone already spent like $1,500 or $2,000 on them. They're going up there. I don't know who when they right mind will buy those, but I mean. I don't know.
I mean, if it's the first president that has ever made a shoe or released a shoe, and then on top of that, he signed it. I mean, it has a little bit of value.
I mean, I get it, but.
All right, there's 50 listings right now.
Where? Every shoe?
On eBay. I'm on eBay. And they've sold the 19th. Somebody bought them for $1,900. Somebody else bought them for $5,000. Another $5,000.
Look at that.
5,000, 6,000.
How they got 50 listings, but they
559.
But they what?
But they're buying and selling them.
Yeah, bro, it says 69 of them sold.
Yo, bro, China already. You know what I'm saying? I told you these are the Dominican version. This is the Dominican colorway, bro.
On the box when dude showed them, it said I think his was like 2 out of 50 or something like that.
Yeah, but he got like I think he got like a special. He got like them sold, specially made, like not specially made, but like signed or whatever.
Oh, okay. So maybe it was 50 that was signed.
Because there's only 1,000. It says 1,000 of them were released.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
Yo, and these joints don't ship till July 2024. It's a pre-order.
Oh, nah.
That's why.
Gammas.
So it's a pre-order. So, all right. So, yeah, you're right. So maybe they made the 50, and then these are the pre-orders for the.
So, them definitely. Them
all for the. No te rindas. Crazy.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to start selling them, joy. In hand.
Bro, buy them all. Buy them all and then corner the market.
Where
are you gonna be sitting on that on Amazon?
I'm gonna be in jail in July.
I don't know.
Run up 100 bands real quick.
You're gonna get canceled, bro.
Canceled for what? They all gonna be looking for Swizz. Yo, who got them? Who got them never surrendered?
That's why, because he's gonna be considered a Trump supporter. So they're gonna shut him down. They're gonna freeze his PayPal account and everything. You know what I mean? Because he's a supporter of the insurgency. You know what I mean?
You know
how Zuck gonna frame it.
Wow. The site says they should ship in June.
In June.
Like, these joints ain't even, he ain't even got no more. He probably just went off the wing and was like, yo, we're going to sell 1,000 of these. Forget it. Let's go.
That might have been the
we'll find a manufacturer later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yo, you got to at least order 1,000. Like, come on, yo.
That's the minimum order. Come on.
Yeah.
So he would make 400,000, right? If he sells all 1,000 of them?
Yeah, and plus it's not in New York, so he's still doing his business, you see?
That's true. That's true.
Wow.
It ain't enough to pay those fines, but hey.
Hey, nah. you think
give me 400 grand any day.
You think Fat Joe gonna cop a pair? Add to his collection?
No. Definitely not, yo. I don't see that.
Ain't gonna cop a pair. He's gonna have them spinning behind him.
Bro, you'll never see them aluminum foil joints spinning back there.
What if they were a different color?
The joints look terrible either way. He should have just did them in white. I don't know why he didn't do that.
All
just,
white,
just put the American flag on
gold.
Why you want to be racist for, bro? Why gotta be all white?
It was gold, blue, and red, right? Why not just do the red, white, and blue? Why you
right? Match my polo.
Why you do that?
These are the never surrenders, bro.
He should have did orange or something. I don't know.
Orange, yeah.
TNC colors.
Did y'all see when Putin said he'd rather
color?
This is kind of on topic, not off topic. Did y'all see when Putin said he'd rather have Biden over Trump?
I mean, of course, it's beneficial.
You did say that?
No, he didn't say. So they asked him, who would you prefer as the president? And he said Biden. And he was basically saying, like, he feels like Biden is more stable and more, I guess, easy to
manipulate.
He didn't say that, but you know, that's what everybody said.
Oh yeah, of course he does.
You know, Trump always be like, if I was president, none of this would have happened with Russia.
Yeah. We gonna see though.
We gonna see.
How we gonna see?
That's a scary thing, man.
What?
What are these politicians acting like if they not in office, like it's all gonna crumble, you know what I mean, in a way. So like if the position, if that office is that dependent, if the success of the country is dependent on one person, that's dangerous, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like what, we gotta keep Trump in there forever so the economy could be good? You know? That's what El Salvador just did. In El Salvador, you can only do one term, but they changed the rules. So now Bukele could run a second time and he won by a landslide. What are they going to do next? Now you can run 3 terms, 4 terms, 10 terms. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, Bloomberg did it.
You know what I mean?
Didn't they change the rules for that dude? What did he do? 3 terms?
For mayor, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a good and bad thing because when you have presidents always changing, it's almost like they're unpredictable. Like, look at Trump. Like, Trump is like, nah, forget NATO. Let's
right.
They got to pay. And then Biden's like, nah, we with NATO. So it's like other countries start losing trust in you because you got people from different. Yeah, they're not consistent as a country.
Yeah.
You make a deal with this country like Iran, we won't do nothing to you as long as you don't build this. And then the next president's like, nah, scratch that. We're not doing that no more.
Yeah, that was old. That ain't me, bro.
You know, so
yeah.
Makes people lose trust in you as a country because it's like
right. Next, how long Putin
been around like 20 years.
Bro, he was there with Bush. He ain't going
anywhere. Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Y'all saw that Tucker Carlson interview?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all saw the whole thing? They show him, like, with all the presidents. Like, it's just him repping Russia, like, the whole time. He met all of them.
He was name dropping, bro.
Yeah, he was.
He was giving the tea, like, yo, I met up with your man told me this, and then.
Right. And then Tucker was like, oh, when was that? He's like, I don't know. You can look it up. He's like, you can look it up. It's out there. You know what I mean? Like, just with confidence.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that Putin made him wait 3 hours for the interview?
What?
That sounds like a Lauryn Hill show.
Yeah, oh, this guy.
It's not true?
No, I don't know because I don't think she even showed up.
Wait, Lauryn Hill had a show recently?
She had a couple of shows. She was on two of
them. It's the older shows.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife saw her last year.
Oh,
did she?
Yeah.
She waited?
She had to wait. Like, I think it was like a little more than an hour.
No.
Something like that.
I seen a meme that says, you going, it's a picture of Lauryn Hill, and it says, you going to Lauryn Hill show? And she goes, I don't know you. Unpredictable, yeah.
Word. But you know what? What's predictable? The word of God, and Switch is going to give you the verse of the day.
Ooh, that's one. That's a ball right there, because that's one thing that does not change. It's the word of God. Amen? And it says, 1 Peter 4:8, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Yo, amen?
Why he say I'm in Spanish, though?
Gloria a Dios.
That was good.
Amen in Spanish, though.
That was good. Good word. Thank you, everybody, for watching, for sticking around to our craziness during the shows. If this is your first time, hit subscribe button. Make sure you go tell a friend to tell a friend. And share this episode with somebody. And we'll see you on the next episode on That's Not Christian Podcast. Peace.
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 I think this episode was incongruous.